On this day, 28th June 1921. Peace hopes. Pending definite replies from Mr. De Valera and Sir James Craig to Mr. Lloyd George's suggestion, the conference proposal hangs fire. On the whole, the idea has been well received in Ireland and England. The Press Association wires, though nothing is known as to the probable nature of Mr. De Valera's reply, feeling is very hopeful of ultimate acceptance and of a peaceful issue to the negotiations. For the first time, Mr. Lloyd George has taken a definite practical step towards an Irish settlement. However, he has done a good deal to prevent one. He has locked up most of the people with whom he might confer, and by laying down as a preliminary condition that all Sinn Féiners must first lay down their arms, he made it practically out of the question that they should meet him. That condition is now dropped. 8 killed in 2 days. Official reports issued from Dublin Castle yesterday, record deaths of 8 persons. They were made up of 4 policemen, 3 civilians, and 1 woman. When returning from divine service at Kildorrery, County Cork Catholic Church, at 10 a.m. yesterday, shots were fired at Sergeant Patrick Ryan and Constable Thomas Shanley, RIC. Shanley fell mortally wounded. Fate of 6 counties. Mr. Hugh Martin writes in yesterday's Daily News, "On the authority of Sir Hammer Greenwood, Chief Secretary, we know that British troops are to be withdrawn from Northern Ireland as soon as Sir James Craig's government are fairly in the saddle. In other words, as soon as the Northern government have sufficient forces at their disposal to take over the policing of the area, the British government will stand aside." Now, the police force upon which the Northern government will depend is, in fact, the Army of Carson's 1914 Provisional Government, re-enlisted as a special constabulary. When the troops are withdrawn, the specials will deal fearfully with their Catholic neighbours for 400,000 out of a population of 1.25 million. Catholics are horrified and maddened at the prospect. They foresee an organised attempt to evacuate them from the 6 counties, as the Catholics were evacuated from Armagh at the close of the 18th century. Even Orange men like Lord Londonderry are shocked at the thought. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, "The King's speech did not immediately end the violence, but peace in the South was in sight." In the new northern state, however, the eminent liberal journalist Hugh Martin feared a rerun of the vicious Armagh clearances of the 1790s if the sectarian USC was given a free hand in Catholic districts. The Belfast violence continued.